Weiter in Shas, we are above a Basra Daf. Hey, beginning up at the very top of the page, we were just discussing ideas. If you have a field that's surrounded by other fields, and let's say it's found on three sides, and the fourth side gets surrounded, does the middle guy have to pay the fences or not? And now we say the following: Runya Akpe Ravina Marba Ruchasav Ravina. There was a guy named Runya, and Runya had a field, and Ravina had his field surrounding Runya's field on all four sides, and he put up a fence around there. Rashi says, "Dalat zodus ha'ilur Ravina svivus arba mitzarev shel Runya v'gadri." Put on fences. Amalei havli kama degadri. He says, "You know, I want to, you know, want to make some money. You know, it's cost me to do this, so pay me half of the fences." Rashi says, "Kerev huna libid Rav Yosi da Amar ha'kol fi mashagadri da'achi kaimalan kedbuchach lekaman." Like we're going to see, it's how we hold. So he's going to Rav Yosi the way Rav Huna said it, that when you go and you put the fourth side, the owner of the inner one is chayav for half of the cost of all of the fences. Okay, so now, lo yav lei, he's like, I ain't give him nothing. He didn't give him anything. So what happened? Havili lefi kanim bezol. So at least give me according to the value of reeds that are very cheap. At least it's worth out to you. Lo yav lei, he didn't give them. So havili agin the tirusa. At least give him the money to cost to guard the field, to guard the crops. At least that you would want. Lo yav lei, he didn't give it to him. So yomachad, what happened one day? Ravina was all upset. So what happened was one day yomachad have a kagada dikle. One day Runya was dealing with dates for his palm trees that were in the field. And Amalei Lerisei, so Ravina said to his aris, to his sharecropper, "Zil shkol mine kibur da'ahini. Go there and take a cluster of dates. Go grab." Rashi says, "Eskol shel tamarim, Michel Runya ubefanav." Go take it right in front of him. Azal Asui, he went to go grab them, to take them. Rami Beikala, Runya saw that. So what did he do? He started yelling. Rashi says, "Gar bo Runya by Risei da Ravina." He's like, "Hey, what are you doing over there? Put him down." Amalei, so Ravina says back, "Oh, galiz da'itach. Oh, you made it very clear right now that it is good for you." Rashi says, "Ravina galus di Amalei Ravina galus daitech shechaviven had to call him alecha v'neichal lecha b'shemelson neichal lecha b'shemelson." It's good. These are important to you, and you want to have them guarded. So make sure you pay up. Lo yehei eliza ba'alma. Even if it was just goats that were coming over here, Milo Bani Teresa, wouldn't you need to have the garden in some way, shape, or form? Rashi says, "Kol Rafila incha yori mina ganavim." You're not scared of ganavim. Tzarech atol shama mina izim, from the goats that are coming over there. Amalei, so when you said back to him, "Iza ba'alma lach lue boy." The goats, you have to yell at them to keep them away, so I don't need a fence in order to go and to do that. So Amalei says, "Okay, no gaver boy isla mechle la. Don't you at least need a person that's over there that's going to shout at them?" Rashi says, "Lahazik for ligor behen." You need someone over there to actually to go ahead and to yell at them. So Asala came to Rava, came for Rava to ask what's the din. Amalei Rava says to Runya, "Listen, bro, zil paisi b'may de'ich de'pais. Go and give him whatever he'll be happy with." Rava says, "Tov l'chol le'pais ba'agin ne'tirusa ne'tira hov ne'svatza l'kach." He's willing to give it to you for a really cheap price of just what it would be to go ahead and to get a guard to watch. V'lo, but if you don't do it, then da'anina lachdina krevhuna libi av yosi. I'm in a paskin in this case, like we would paskin, like Rav Huna, libi av yosi, like he started off in the very beginning of the daf by saying, "Give me half of the price." And Rashi says, "Mechad hachi hilchos." That's actually the halach. That's actually the halach of here. But if you don't pay up even the minimal amount, I'm going to force you to pay the maximum. Story time. Runya. Zavanara Metzad Ravina. Now, if you remember back in Bava Mitzia, not long ago in Daf Kufches, we talked about the din of Bar Metzra. And that is, then if I have a bunch of fields and you're going to go and sell a field, and I have a field next to that field, I get first dibs. Well, there's some exceptions, but I get the first dibs because Vasi says, "Yasha Tov, you should do the right thing. It's easier for me to have one continuous field than to have two fields and one in a different place. So I get the first dibs. And if you sell to someone, I can go and I can get it from him, and then we work out the money later." Runya Zavanara Metzad Ravina. Runya bought a piece of land that was on the boundary of Ravina. Sava Ravina Saluke. So Ravina wanted to go and to get it from him, saying, like, "Well, I have all these fields over here. I should be going to get it here. We should have done it to Bar Metzer, because did it to Bar Metzer, and therefore, you know, this is Yashavet Tov, I should have to get it." Amalei Rav Safra Bidra Riva Ravina. So said to Ravina, "Amri Inchi, Arba Litzala, Arba Litzlala." A lot of them shot over here. One shot the Rashi brings down is at four for the hide and four for the tanner. Runya, he was a shoemaker. He would have to buy the hides and then pay tanners to get the leather ready in order to make into shoes, and he didn't make a lot of money. He's a poor guy. He made very little profit off this because he has to pay these people, the tanners, a lot of money to go take care of it. Like the old saying goes, they said, four is zuzim to buy the highs and four for the wages. And therefore, let him have this field in order to support his family. If you're worried about the idea of Bar Mitzvah, well, because of Asis Yashavar Tov, clearly Asis Yashavar Tov would also apply in the case of here, where the guy is a poor person, therefore he needs this thing to have to do it, therefore allow him to have that field. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah. We know we said that you have the, let's say you have a case where there's, says Mishnah, Kosel Chatzar Shenafel. In the case where you have two people that are in Chatzar and there's already a wall that's up over there, then it falls. Everyone agrees you have to go in to rebuild it. Then we have Hezekiah at that stage. So Kosel Chatzar Shenafel, Mechayvin Oso Livnoso Ad Arba Amos. We're going to Mechayv the person to go and to build it up to Dalet Amos. Then it's no longer considered an issue of Hezekiah. Rashi says the Bahachi Sagil Hezekiah. So each one has to pay. Bechazka Shenasan. And after it's rebuilt, it's in a Chazaka. That he already paid. Rashi says, let's say one of them goes afterwards and says, you know, I put it up and I paid for it. You owe me. No, sorry, man. We don't say that. We say that it's a raya. That we say the assumption is, since they're both chayav to pay, if it was rebuilt, they both paid. Actually, you have raya shalonathan. Until you bring a raya that I actually didn't pay. So let's say from four and up, you decide. You're the guy in the other courtyard. You decide you want not four amos, but six amos. So you build the six amos. Not my problem. I don't have to pay for that. You can pay for that yourself. You decided to add. But if I then go ahead and put another wall, which is next to that wall, Rashi says, "La'achar shebenoa echad l'mayla midalad amos harbe." You lift it up to six or eight or ten, whatever. Valoritza acher l'sayu bagba. So I don't want to go and pay for that extra stuff there. But then some chashini, I put another wall which is parallel to that one. Acher kineged kosa zeked l'sachich. Like I'm going to put a roof from that wall that you built between us onto my one, and I'm going to put like a roof on that mikosa l'kosa afabishalonas and I love it. I need to grind that back into the Mishnah. Afabishalonas and I love it's a tikkur. No, I didn't put the roof on yet. Megal gonna love is a call. You're I have to now pay for the extra added height of the wall between us, more than the 4 amos that we put. Rashi says the Gali Daite, the Nikali Bagbadeach, right? It must be the Megal Das said you actually want it to be up. Vechetzke Shalonas, in such a case, if you then claim I didn't pay yet, you'd be right. It's a chazaka that I didn't yet pay until I bring a raya that I taka did pay. That's the lashon is here. Chetzah shalonos and ashi aviray shanos and aviray that he did because there's no halacha that you actually do have to pay. Amarei says the Gemara. Amarei shlakish. Zok the heilige Gemara. Amarei shlakish. Shakaveis my lechaver. Let's say go ahead and I lend you money. Rashi says b'malva shaloveu. I lend you money, 100 bucks. I say pay me back in a few days. V'armelo and you come before. All right, then I come in the day. I say, next Tuesday, I want you to pay me back. And then I come back next Tuesday, and you say, Pratik b'tochs money. You say, what do you mean? I paid you back within the time, beforehand. Eino neman, we don't believe this guy. Nice try. People don't pay back before the time. Halavai sheyifari b'smana. Halavai it should be. Ulavai you should actually pay on the time. Abai v'rabi argue, the Mishvara, they say, Ovid inish depara b'goz mana is a normal thing. Zimne, it's a normal thing that people pay within the time. Because Zimne disarmi luzuze, sometimes you're going to get money. And Amr Ezil Ifre, I'm going to pay back. Now, peep turn the page, hammer base, geheke de lo litzer done, so I don't get caught up in something and end up losing the money, won't be able to pay it back. We try to bring a right to the last shita of Abaye and Rava from our Mishnah. Because it says our Mishnah, Tanai, we learned in the Mishnah, that let's say you go and they rebuilt within the four, the wall crashes down, comes tumbling down, they rebuilt it. It's a chazaka that I did pay back. Let's say it fell back to me and you, and you come afterwards a couple days, say, hey, pay me for it. Chazaka is that I paid for it until you bring a raya that I didn't pay for it. Now, hey, Kedami, what exactly is the case? What are we talking about? If you want to say we're talking about a case where I say I paid you back on time, Rashi says, Kishit. Kishishlamta as gov arbamas when you finish up the 4 hours if I paid you pshita bechazka shanas. Of course, it's going to be in the chazaka that he paid. Rashi says the neman shari lo shayzu tainus mana libiyadcha falomer in licha biyadi klum. It's a regular case. So if a guy says you have $100 of mine, I lent it to you. The guy says I have nothing of yours. Right, so you don't have to. Of course, it's believed. And the lava must be that what's it talking about? It's talking about the amalei paticha b'toch zmani. He said I paid back within the time. Rashi says kodem she. Islam to Larba Amos before you finish off the Zarba Amos. And what do you see? Come to Chai, Spachim to Chazmani, Alma, Avid, Inish, the Paribis, Och Zimne. See, people will pay within the time over here, which goes like a Bayan Rav and it goes against Rish Lakish. What are you going to do now, Rish Lakish? Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Shiny hacha. This case of the Mishnah where you're building the wall is different. The kol shafa v'shafa zimneu, because every row of stones that they go and they put up there is the time to pay, and therefore this Mishnah is not going for Shlakish because he's not saying that he paid before the time. He's just saying he paid on the time at each one. Okay, now the Gemara flips the other way. Tashma try to bring a raya for a Shlakish to say that a person doesn't pay back early against the Bayin Rava. Becheska shalom nasan at shiova raya shanasan. Right, because the Mishnah said he's assumed that not to have paid until he brings a raya that he did pay. This is talking about a case where the guy wanted to make the wall higher. And then instead of 4 amos, he did 6 amos. Guy says, I don't want to pay. But then he goes ahead and he builds a second wall parallel to it and that he has to pay. And he has to bring a raya that he did pay. What exactly is the case? If you want to say that I'm the one who goes and I build a parallel well and I go and I say, I paid on time, meaning at the time that you built it, I did it right away. Rashi says, Kisha Gamarti is coasting when I finished my wall. Now we know that I'm chayav to go and pay. So I paid on time. Amaylo, why don't we believe him? Right, he's saying he paid when he was chayav to go and pay. Halav d'amalei must be saying pratik b'stoch zmani. I paid within the time before I actually did it, and we say we don't believe him. Almalav inish the par begot zmani v'zimni. It comes out to say kum t'chayz bi will not pay within the time, which goes according to Reish Lakish and against Abaye and Rava. And for the Gemara, shiny hacha. No, this case is different. Why? The Amar, I can come and say when I build that parallel wall, me emir the mechayv li rabbanon. Who says the rabbanon going to mechayv me at all? Rash says. And even if he said he paid, on the time itself, he wouldn't be believed. So this is not a raya against either one, where Reish Lakish and Abaye and Rava are both alive and well. So how do we actually paskin? Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Avdi Kira, Abaye and Rava, they go according to Abaye and Rava, they say that we do believe a guy who said that he paid his stuff early. Marba, Rav Ashi, Avad, Kira, Reish Lakish, Pasa, Grosh, Reish Lakish says, nah, people do not pay back early. The Hilchazak, Reish Lakish, Halacha is like Reish Lakish. Va'afilu miyasmi, even from Yisomim. And that is, that let's say I lend something to somebody, and then they go and they die before he actually had to pay me. He had to pay me on Thursday. He died on Tuesday, 2 days earlier. Now I can go and get it from the Yisomim, and I don't have to take a Shavua, because we're, even though normally we would do such a thing, because we're not worried to think that he actually paid early. The Alpha Gav, the Amar Mar, and even though he said, Habali par minichsa Yisomim, lo yipar al bashu, you can only take it with a swear, chazaka lo even inch the par bago, zimne with a chazaka, a person will not pay before this man comes to actually have to go and pay, and therefore you can take it even from a Yosom. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.